Good evening. This is Akashwani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. NDA elect Prime Minister Narendra Modi as the leader of the alliance. INDIA block holds meeting in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu dissolves 17th Lok Sabha, asks Prime Minister and the Union Council of Ministers to continue in office till the new government is formed. Delhi court denies interim bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in excise policy case. Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden sail into the French Open semi-finals, and in ICC T20 World Cup match underway between India and Ireland in New York. And now the news in detail. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, today unanimously elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of the NDA leaders at Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Mr. Modi. The resolution also states that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive time after 6 decades. We have a report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is a historic mandate for the third consecutive government. During the meeting, it was unanimously decided that NDA government will continue to work towards all-round development of the country. NDA partners said that Mr. Modi has a clear vision for Viksit Bharat. The leaders also lauded Prime Minister's role in enhancing India's pride in the world. They lauded Prime Minister's effort towards poverty eradication. The NDA meeting was held at Prime Minister Narendra Modi's residence in New Delhi. Besides Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. With the report of Divakar, I am Arpita Chaudhary for Akashwani News, Delhi.
Besides Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President JP Nadda and senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Shiv Sena Shinde Group Leader and Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. The partners of INDIA bloc today met in New Delhi to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. During the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said, "The alliance welcomes all parties, which shares its fundamental commitment to the values enshrined in the preamble of the Constitution." Talking to media after the INDIA bloc meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said alliance partners discussed on the current political situation in the country. Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, JMM's Kalpana Soren, AAP's Sanjay Singh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, RJD's Tejaswi Yadav, CPIM leader Sitaram Yechuri, NCP, SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK Chief MK Stalin and others were present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu has dissolved the 17th Lok Sabha today. The Union Cabinet in its meeting held this afternoon advised the President to dissolve the 17th Lok Sabha with immediate effect. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today met the President at Rashtrapati Bhavan and tendered his resignation along with the Union Council of Ministers. The President accepted the resignation and asked the Prime Minister and the Union Council of Ministers to continue in office till the new government is formed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived at the Rashtrapati Bhavan to attend the dinner organized by President Draupadi Murmu. Several other ministers and leaders of the 17th Lok Sabha, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, Nitin Gadkari, also arrived at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. President Draupadi Murmu has hosted a farewell dinner for the outgoing cabinet at the Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Lok Sabha Secretariat is ready to welcome members of the 18th Lok Sabha. In a release, the Secretariat said that several measures have been taken to welcome the members and ensure their seamless registration. In view to save time and use paperless digital process, the registration of the newly elected members shall be done through an online integrated software application. Global leaders have extended their congratulations to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his party for securing a third consecutive victory in the Lok Sabha elections. U.S. President Joe Biden congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the National Democratic Alliance, on their victory. Meanwhile, United Kingdom Prime Minister Rishi Sunak spoke to Prime Minister Modi to congratulate him on his election victory. Russian President Vladimir Putin has also extended his congratulations to Mr. Modi. In Odisha, the BJP has registered a resounding victory in the just-concluded State Assembly elections, ending more than 24 years' tenure of Naveen Patnaik-led BJD government in the state. After the defeat of the BJD in the polls, Mr. Naveen Patnaik today tendered his resignation to Governor Raghubar Das at the Raj Bhavan in Bhubaneswar. We have more from our Odisha correspondent.
Political developments have started taking place following the victory of BJP in the state assembly elections, where the party has won 78 of the 147 seats. Odisha Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik submitted his resignation to Governor Raghubar Das this morning following an unforeseen defeat of his party, the Biju Janata Dal, in the elections. He met his party MLS at his residence after tendering his resignation to find out the reasons behind the defeat. On the other hand, meetings are held by different state BJP leaders at Bhubaneswar on formation of the state government and also on the name of the first BJP chief ministerial candidate. Names of many leaders are being discussed in the party circle. The BJP might surprise with a different chief minister candidate. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
Governor of Andhra Pradesh has dissolved the 15th state legislative assembly today. The governor has asked Y.S. Jagan Mohan Reddy to continue as caretaker chief minister till the new government is formed. NDA secured a historic mandate, winning 164 of the 175 assembly and 21 of the 25 parliament seats. We have a report.
With the TDP, BJP, Janasena combined securing a historic mandate, the party cadres are in jubilant mode. This massive victory comes after the Telugu Desam party was reduced to just 23 seats in the 175-seat state assembly in 2019. With the Telugu Desam party becoming a key player in the NDA coalition, people of Andhra Pradesh are hopeful that important projects like Polavaram multipurpose project and the proposed capital city of Amravati will get the support and assistance of the central government. Meanwhile, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu, who is in New Delhi to attend the NDA meeting, has reaffirmed his support to the NDA alliance. The swearing-in of the new government in Andhra Pradesh is likely to be known tomorrow. Governor of Andhra Pradesh has dissolved the state legislative assembly today and asked Mr. Jagan Mohan Reddy to continue as caretaker chief minister until the new government is sworn in. Sri Sai for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva today claimed that the INDIA bloc lost all seats in Delhi due to their infighting in other states. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Sachdeva said that Aam Aadmi Party and Congress's bickering in states such as Punjab made them lose their credibility in Delhi. Taking a jibe on AAP's election slogan, Jail Ka Jawab Vote Se, Mr. Sachdeva said that people of Delhi had given the actual reply with their votes. Mr. Sachdeva also felicitated the 7 newly elected members of parliament from the national capital. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. A Delhi court today denied interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in the alleged liquor policy scam. Special Judge Kaveri Baweja of Rouse Avenue Court dismissed Kejriwal's plea seeking interim bail for 7 days on medical grounds. The court directed the Tihar jail authorities to take care of Kejriwal's medical needs during his judicial custody. His regular bail plea is scheduled for a hearing on the 7th of June. Department of Telecommunications has launched an initiative to support micro, small and medium enterprises along with startups in Industry 4.0 transformation. It has called for proposals for Industry 4.0 baseline survey among MSMEs that aligns with the broader vision of fostering digital transformation and preparing industries for the advent of 5G and 6G technologies. The survey will seek to cover 5 sectors each in north and southern parts of India. World Environment Day is being celebrated today for raising awareness and taking action on urgent environmental issues. It is a global event led by the United Nations to encourage awareness and action to protect the environment. This day was initiated by the United Nations General Assembly in 1972 during the Stockholm Conference on the Human Environment. To mark this event, the first World Environment Day was celebrated a year later in 1973. Since then, it has been celebrated every year on June the 5th. It aims to raise awareness, promote action, and encourage global cooperation on environmental issues. In Maharashtra, for the first time, the Brihanmumbai Municipal Corporation has announced a climate budget report for the financial year 2024-25. The BMC has allocated 10,224.24 crores for climate-relevant activities, constituting 32.18% of the total capital expenditure budget. An additional 2,163.8 crore rupees has been allocated for activities that incorporate components of the Mumbai Climate Action Plan, such as using LED lights, plantations, rooftop solar and sewage treatment plants. The Indian Institute of Technology Bombay was ranked the first Indian institute in the Quaquarelli Simons World University rankings this year. For the first time, IIT Bombay has been ranked within the top 125 and has secured the 118th position. Its overall score is 56.3 out of 100. The institute has made a significant leap from 149th rank last year. The results released yesterday shows a notable improvement of 31 places this year. The total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 3,288 lakh tons in 2023-24. According to the third advance estimates of major agricultural crops released by Agriculture Ministry, the total rice production is estimated at 1,367 lakh tons. The production of wheat is estimated at over 1,129 lakh tons, which is higher by over 23 lakh tons from previous year's wheat production. The production of tur is estimated at around 34 lakh tons, which is marginally higher by 0.73 lakh tons from last year's production. The minister said this advance estimates of area, production and yield includes Kharif, Rabi and summer season. This estimate has been primarily prepared on the basis of information received from state agricultural statistics authorities. Widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is likely over northeast regions of Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 7 days. India Meteorological Department has said that similar conditions are also likely over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand during the next 2-3 to 4 days. IMD said that light rainfall with thunderstorm and dust storm is very likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan during the next 2-3 days. Meanwhile, heatwave conditions are likely to prevail in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Punjab, Haryana, Rajasthan and Odisha during the next 3-4 days. Rebounding from their worst single-day slide in 4 years, benchmark stock indices Sensex and Nifty soared over 3% each on heavy value buying by investors. The 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 2,303 points or 3.20% to settle at 74,382 on value buying in banking, auto and oil shares. All Sensex shares closed in the green. The NSE Nifty climbed 736 points or 3.36% to 22,620 points. With all its constituents ending with gains. In the broader market, the BSE mid-cap gauge jumped 4.41% and small-cap index rallied 2.93%. In ICC T20 World Cup, group stage match between India and Ireland is underway at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. Put into bat first, Ireland were 66 for 8 in 13 overs. India's second group stage clash will be against Pakistan on the 9th of this month before facing co-host USA on the 12th of June, also to be played in New York. The team will then travel to Florida for the final group match against Canada on the 15th of this month. And in tennis, the second-seeded Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden secured a place in the semifinals of the French Open with a comfortable victory over Belgium's Sander Gille and Joran Willigan in today's men's doubles quarterfinals. The Indo-Australian pair won 7-6, 5-7-6-1 at the Côte Suzanne Lenglen. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. NDA elects Prime Minister Narendra Modi as the leader of the alliance. INDIA bloc holds meeting in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu dissolves the 17th Lok Sabha, asks the Prime Minister and Union Council of Ministers to continue in office till the new government is formed. Delhi court denies interim bail to Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in excise policy case. Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden sails into the French Open semi-finals. And in ICC T20 World Cup match underway between India and Ireland in New York. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and newsonair app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.